Maybe you already noticed that a lot of fibers are loosened during the textile care process at home. But did you know that in all processes of textile finishing, in other words, in the steps in which the clothes are made beautiful and trendy, for example during dyeing, a much higher amount of fibrous microplastics is discharged than during the washing at home? That doesn't only sound shocking, it is. Especially when we consider that most of our clothing is produced in countries where the sewage system is less developed than in Europe. This means that even more microplastics end up in the environment. Shocking, isn't it? Of course, not everything is good in Europe either. During production, a lot of synthetic microfibers are also discharged here. Unfortunately, this is further compounded by the fact that packaging is constantly produced throughout a textile's entire supply chain. The packaging is mainly made of paperboard and plastics. It primarily fulfills a protective, transport, and labeling function. The packaging might appear in the form of polybags, protective films, tags, and hangers. Some of the plastic is reused. This is the case for some clothes hangers and most polybags. Polybags are these transparent packages in which textiles that you can buy in the supermarket are usually packed. In a multi-stage production, there is even more plastic waste. Because then, the clothes must be repacked for the transport of half-finished products. This means, the more production stages, the more packaging waste is generated. That is logical, isn't it? By the way, not only the half-finished textiles are packaged, but also the ingredients, such as buttons and zippers. That means even more packaging waste. In the textile and fashion industry, we partly use reusable boxes and try to avoid polybags. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. The textiles must not be soiled or damaged, so unfortunately, we can't completely do without polybags. Finally, we come to a very interesting point, online shopping. I'm sure you've all ordered something online at some point in your lives. Compared to traditional retail, meaning the clothes shop around the corner, the use of packaging materials is greatly increased in online retail. This is because the clothes are usually repackaged in smaller units. If there are returns, the use of packaging material increases even more. This is because most of the packaging cannot be used again as it is often damaged. But when it comes to returns, there is an even bigger problem. The returned clothes. Often, they get destroyed and are not being sold again as this appears to be cheaper and faster for the sellers. Since the return rate is very high, these practices create tremendous amounts of waste that end up in landfills. The textiles made from synthetic fibers break down over time into smaller and smaller components and become microplastics, which end up in the environment. I hope you now understand why microplastics are one of the main problems in the textile and fashion sector. In any case, stay tuned to this topic. It is not only interesting, but will probably keep us busy for the upcoming decades. Thank you for your attention and for listening.